This is Akashwani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Cabinet Secretary T.V. Somanathan today said that the Prime Minister's flagship platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati System, has accelerated implementation of mega projects and key welfare schemes. Addressing media in New Delhi on the outcomes of Pragati, Mr. Somanathan said that so far 50 meetings of Pragati have been held, and under it, over 3,300 projects worth 85 lakh crore rupees, including those which face problems, were reviewed. He informed that 61 government schemes, including One Nation, One Ration Card and PM Jan Arogya Yojana, were also reviewed other than the projects. He said that since the implementation of Pragati in 2015, 36 different classes of grievances, including issues related to corona, banking and insurance and Jan Dhan Yojana, were reviewed.
In terms of projects, it has so far covered over 3,300 projects worth 85 lakh crores. This includes both projects which had a problem and projects which did not have a problem. I am not suggesting that all 3,300 faced problems, but this is the portfolio of projects that Pragati has handled in this period of time. 61 government schemes other than projects have also been reviewed in Pragati.
The centre has approved 22 new proposals under the third tranche of the Electronics Components Manufacturing Scheme, involving a projected investment of 41,863 crore rupees. These approvals cover the manufacturing of 11 target segment products, including mobile manufacturing, telecom, consumer electronics, strategic electronics, automotive and IT hardware. These projects are expected to generate production worth 2,58,000 crore rupees and create around 34,000 direct jobs. Speaking on the occasion, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, "The implementation of major reforms and the acceleration of execution are key hallmarks of the Modi government." India has rejected Pakistan's claims of striking Indian military facilities in Punjab during Operation Sindoor. Sources in the Indian Army said that Pakistan is circulating misleading and unverified satellite images, falsely claiming strikes on Indian military facilities. The sources said these claims are not supported by facts, as independent verification of the locations shown in the images confirmed that no destruction is visible at the alleged targets. The sources said that Indian military facilities cited in the posts remain intact, with no signs of blast impact or structural damage. The centre has approved appointment of Justice Mahesh Sharad Chandra Sonak as the Chief Justice of the Jharkhand High Court. As per a notification issued by the Union Ministry of Law and Justice, President Draupadi Murmu has approved Justice Sonak's appointment. Justice Sonak, who is currently a judge of the Bombay High Court, will assume office upon retirement of incumbent Chief Justice on the 8th of this month. The appointment follows the recommendation made by the Supreme Court Collegium at its recent meeting. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav today reviewed the steps taken by the state government officials regarding the contaminated drinking water incident in Indore. The Chief Minister instructed to serve show cause notices to the Indore Municipal Corporation Commissioner and Additional Commissioner. He directed to transfer the additional commissioner from Indore with immediate effect and to withdraw the charge of the water distribution works from the in-charge superintending engineer. The Chief Minister also emphasized that following the Indore contaminated drinking water incident, corrective measures were being taken for other parts of the state as well. The University Grants Commission has taken serious cognizance of the tragic suicide at Government Degree College at Dharamshala in Himachal Pradesh. In a social media post, UGC said that it has been decided to constitute a fact-finding committee. The UGC has assured that culprits will not be spared and stringent action will be taken. The UGC emphasized that student safety is paramount. Hockey India has appointed Sjoerd Magaine as the chief coach of the Indian women's hockey team. The Dutchman returns to the Indian setup after a historic performance at the Tokyo Olympic Games when the team finished fourth in only their second appearance at the quadrennial event in more than 36 years. Magaine's first big challenge as chief coach will be the FIH Hockey Women's World Cup qualifiers in Hyderabad, Telangana in March this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.